Welcome to Books, Food, and Business. Our goal is to inspire, motivate, and encourage others through laughter, accountability, success stories, and most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. My name is Tawny Bro, and I'm so excited to have Wendy Lindell joining us today. First, a shout out from our sponsor. Woo! Thanks to our sponsor, Success Headway Advertising and Digital Marketing. With their automation systems, perfect for business owners that want to optimize sales and marketing decisions based on data-driven results. Never miss an opportunity to connect with your customers through social media, emails, text, with personalized automation that turns curiosity into scheduled appointments. Now, you are going to be very impressed with Wendy. Wendy is the director of sales for Kyreal Skincare. She has been in the beauty and sales industry over 20 years, and she started her career with Avon products. She has dedicated her career to helping others find success and fulfillment in this dynamic industry and achieve bigger personal goals individually and on her team. She believes that the right mindset comes first before the tactics, which I think we all believe in. Let's jump right in. Okay, perfect. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today on Books, Beauty, and Business. I'm very excited to learn more about you and hear a little bit about your story. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, okay, first to get started, just tell us a little bit about your history and how you got here today.
Sure. Well, I've been in the direct selling industry for over 20 years at this point. I started in the industry, you know, like many people who come to it. I was a mom of two little kids, and I was living in a rural town. I lived in a town at that time. I'm now in Scottsdale, Arizona, but at that time was living in rural Wisconsin, a town of 603, if that gives you the picture.
Wow. Okay.
So it was very small town America. And it really just gave me a great opportunity to build business. I was brand new, didn't have any background in the industry, and I'd kind of come out of the utility industry prior to taking the leap. And, you know, there were a lot of, you know, pivots, I'm going to say, along the way in building in a really small town, balancing being a mom and running a business at the time. And, you know, really just kind of learning how to be successful in this environment, because it's very, very different. The first year was really hard. I tell people, I go, it was one of those times where I had to really look at myself and say, okay, what do I need to do differently? One of the big learnings that I had in the first year was that the direct selling industry is really about being genuine and being about all about yourself and being the best that you can be. And I had kind of taken some of that, you know, utility world with me when I came into the industry and realized that the great joy that I think we all possess and that we all have is the power to be the best of ourselves. And when I put those things aside of trying to be perfect and but really trying to do the things that I know I needed to do, that's when I saw my business completely change. And so when I connected with people on a whole new level, I really saw the changes in my business and was able to become successful, not only myself, but to help others to do the same thing, no matter where they were. And that was really exciting to me.
Wow. So can I ask what company you started with when you started your direct marketing?
Absolutely. I was with Avon Products.
Okay.
So I was with really one of the you know, the founding fathers, I'm going to say, of the industry. And I said it was a really great place for me to start because there was so much infrastructure. There was so much support, you know, along the way. And so I felt very fortunate to be able to start in that environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Friends that, you know, think about it, they're, I feel like everyone has a side hustle today. You know, if not one or two. And so for those people that are a little skeptical still of the whole direct marketing, what do you think about that?
Well, it's funny because I've overcome that my entire career of people who have had bad perceptions of the industry. And, you know, there were a lot of people, you know, when I started 20 years ago, there were a lot of people who had come through, you know, challenges, I'm going to say. But one of the things I found is that I'm incredibly passionate about this industry because just like for myself, it's an open space and place for anyone to succeed. It doesn't matter where you live. I was successful in a town of 603 people. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic background is. It doesn't matter what your education level is. What it does is it provides a platform for women of any space and place to find success if they do the right things. And so I felt very fortunate that I was able to find success, but have kind of dedicated my career to be able to do help to support other people to be able to find the things that they want in their life. And we all define success differently. Some people it's, that first trip they're able to take their family on vacation, or that first car that they've paid off, or that home that they got to build. And that's, really kind of what has kept me on the path for such a long time is, again, knowing that this truly is a platform for everyone. And so when I've kind of had the naysayers come up against and share those stories, I really talk about the lives I've been able to inspire and be able to help and change, as well as my own experience in the industry. And so I think that that helps you to kind of navigate around the naysayers, shall I say. But as you said, today is a gig economy, and I think that people are really taking control of how they've defined what those revenue channels look like for them. And I think that's an exciting change that we've seen in this industry, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it is exciting, and it's such a new way to think about things because in the past, we've had a career and then that was kind of like what we did. And I feel like when you're able to provide a platform like this, people can really follow their passions. And it's not like get rich quick.
Nope.
There's work involved and there's passion and drive. When with anything, if you put that together, you have a plan for success. That's really exciting that you're able to touch so many people and help and guide them along that way too.
Well, I can say I've always been proud of my own successes. I think we want to be, but at the end of the day, that is nothing compared to helping somebody else to achieve a goal they never thought was possible. They never thought that that was going to happen. And I still hold dear with me those first experiences of helping someone else to be able to see their own. I always like to say we all have our own superpowers, right? We all have something within us that makes us special, strong, and unique. And when you can tap into that and you see somebody really thriving through where their skill sets are, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And we're all lifelong learners. So you learn things along the way as well. And so when you can bring all of that together and again see other people achieving goals and milestones, that's a very endearing. It's just like when we volunteer to help others, it's something that makes us feel good and fills us up at the end of the day. And so that has definitely been the thing that hooked me and has kept me because, as you said, business is challenging. It doesn't matter what business you're in. Okay. We're going to have challenging days. But
That's
when
right.
you have many things that are filling the cup, I'm going to say, they make those bad days not so bad.
Yes, that is so true. That's awesome. Okay, so while you're filling the cup of so many people and yourself, how or who do you look for inspiration?
I've been really fortunate to have so many incredible mentors along the way, but I'm going to say really the inspiration that I get is from the people that I work with each and every day. Those people are building it and doing it. One thing about the world is that we fill each other up if we allow that to happen. And to hear people's stories and truly understand their why and what drives them and where they want to be. And like I said, that's different for everybody, right? But there's also a lot of commonalities that go with that. So I think I've always been really inspired by the individuals that I work with because they teach me as hopefully, way more than I teach them, I guarantee you at the end of the day. And I think at the end of the day, we also recognize that we pull strength from each other and we need that. It's lonely in this world if you don't have people to connect with, they're because you're an independent contractor, that you're an independent individual who's doing that. So you have to surround yourself with the people who can inspire you. And so, I've always tried to do that with people within the industry and also outside of the industry. You can find inspiration everywhere you look. But the thing is, you have to find what inspires you. You know, no one else can tell you what will inspire you. And so sometimes we have to take, you know, the bull by the horns and say, these are the things that make me feel good. And these are the things that help drive me to what I'm working for. And again, that's unique to everyone.
I love that. I feel like we talk a lot about finding our tribe, like finding cheerleaders. And sometimes you have to be your own best cheerleader, and then others is like you surrounding yourself with those ambitious, goal-driven people that continue to inspire you. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, I think you have to look both within your industry and outside of it. I have some really incredible mentors that I have around me who inspire me, who that goes anywhere from diesel mechanics, I'm going to say, to, you know, international banking. Or it could be the person who is a teacher within the school district. My mom was a teacher, and so I was very inspired by her and her group of friends who, you know, were able to teach, you know, young minds every day. That's not an easy job. And so I think we have to be open-minded to say inspiration can come from a lot of different places.
Absolutely. So, okay, I'm going back one question, but how did you find your love for the makeup industry? Where do you
You
love
know,
it?
I'm gonna say this. I grew up with a mom who really took care of herself. You know, I don't come from wealth. I don't come from, you know, again, I grew up in the country, but my mother always believed that, you know what, it's important to take care of yourself, that this is a body you're gonna have for the rest of your life. You know, take care of yourself and have pride in that. And so I think it really kind of came inherently to me. From my mother, who, you know, we were just teasing her the other day about, you know, when she lost a hairbrush, and that was a very tragic day in our household when I was growing up. But, you know, I think it's those lessons we learn through the people that we're surrounded by, and she definitely was inspiration in getting me excited about it. And I am passionate about the beauty industry. I think it's a really fun and exciting place because, you know, outside of the, you know, I don't know how to claim it, but the materialistic side of it, or that side of it gives us confidence. And when we can help people to have confidence and we can have them have a different view of themselves, I think that's a great place to be because, you know, we all want to feel good about ourselves at the end of the day.
Yes, absolutely. That's great. I do remember my mom, she would always get done up to go out of the house, and she's like, you never know what you're going to
Isn't that the lesson we learned? My mom was the same way,
run
and I love that about her. You know, I
into.
love the fact that she, you know, and I think she's like that with everything in her life. Like I said, she was a teacher, so she taught well.
That's awesome. So, with marketing this kind of business, talk a little bit about the best way to market your business.
Well, obviously, in direct sales, I work with independent individuals. And, you know, the fundamentals of this industry have really stayed the same. You know, and it really is about making personal connections. I love the fact that I have a balance of individuals that I work with, some who, you know, I'll call them old school because I'm old school as well, and that they love that one-on-one connection. They love connecting with people in a really genuine way and building those relationships one-on-one. And then I have a huge segment, of course, who are capitalizing on, you know, social media, and that is really the area where they're connecting. You know, today we don't have boundaries anymore. Really, the only boundaries we have are those, you know, currently in the company that I'm at, we can only sell within the US. Okay, that's my boundary. But the playing field has really opened up, and those individuals that we connect with, and those communities that we can find that we add value to, are completely wide open. And so that has been really one of the ways that we've seen that happen is through social media, of, like I said, expanding our circles, shall we say. But I think it's really a balance of both. We find that those connections that we have closest to us, those personal connections we make, they have the most loyalty to us, right? They've known us, and we've been able to have that camaraderie. You'll see less of that, I'm going to say, through social media, although that there's a lot of lifetime friends who have never met in this industry. And I think that's pretty exciting when we see people who make genuine connections, because there is something that has driven them to identify with each other. And that's the best part about, I call this a people business, and I love the people business.
Amazing. And I feel like the last few years threw everyone into that whole online world of
Yeah.
to learn how to connect in a different way for a while. And it's probably been helpful for you.
You know, it really was helpful to our industry. And I see a huge need today for us to get back to the, you know, that one-on-one, those one-on-one connections. So, you know, I think the absence of it has made it an even stronger channel, shall we say, because people have really missed the opportunity to get together and have coffee. I think, you know, the day of the home party, I don't think is there anymore, but the day of gathering together to share stories of lives and to be able to share experiences hopefully will never go away. That's what makes us so special.
Yeah, awesome. So, with books, beauty, and business, I always like to ask, what if you had a book to recommend to someone that you said you really need to read this, what book would that be?
You know, I'm going to say this. It is an industry specific book, and it's totally old school. And I have it on my desk every day. And it's How to Build Network Marketing Leaders. And it really is one of those things I go to often when I'm coaching and mentoring individuals, just to keep it simple in my mind. I think we're human, right? The one thing that we are is human, and we have a tendency to get kind of pulled into the weeds with life and chaos and business and all of those things. But I keep it next to me because it's such a simple book about simple concepts that apply to really a lot of our lives. And so I think that's the one that is kind of my go-to book because, again, it keeps me to declutter and declutter my mind sometimes, you know, and not get
That.
lost. Yeah.
And I haven't heard of that one, so I will definitely add that to the list. And anyone interested, there will be a link below that you can go ahead and purchase that on as well. So thank you for that.
You bet.
Okay, so what is, you're probably gonna have a million of these, but what is your favorite beauty tip?
You know, my biggest beauty tip, and it's a generalized tip, is start young. You know, it is about starting young in your beauty regimen. Like I said, I grew up watching my mom pamper and do those things because it was something valuable to her. And not to weigh, because, you know, I'm sadly not in my 20s anymore, and signs start creeping up, and you don't want to get to that point in your life where you're like, oh, I should have. Because especially in beauty and skincare, you know, the more preemptive you are, the better it is. And I've always kind of held that to my heart through all the companies I've been with over the years. And again, starting out in Avon, I started out in beauty as well. So it kind of gave me a natural segue into continuing to use products that I felt were working for me and you know, spoke to me, I'm gonna say.
Okay, I have one follow-up question then because I love that getting started young. What is something that you do every day to keep that youthful look?
You know, it's funny. I have a 23-year-old daughter, and her and I talk about it. She is somewhat struggling with acne at the moment, but I always tell her, I said, no matter if you're acne prone or not, you have to use a really good moisturizer. You know, I work with a company that has a bioplacenta moisturizer. It's an amazing product, but whatever product works for you, it's about making sure you have enough moisture in your skin, no matter what. Otherwise, your body will combat that. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, so trust me, I have amped up the level of moisturizer in my regimen just because of the dry climate that I live in. But honestly, if that's one good step that you can do, and really making sure that you are cleansing every day, you know, letting makeup, you know, build up and all of the impurities that have, getting that, you know, fresh face at night will give you fresh face in the morning as well.
I love that. And that's such a great reminder, too.
Oh,
And
we
you're
all
right.
have to remind ourselves. You know, I'm
Yeah.
in the habit, but some days I have to remind myself as well.
Absolutely. So when I am talking with people about kind of their success story, a lot of the times we hear that there's some daily habits that they do that, you know, maybe not everybody does. Do you have any like just daily tips for success?
Yeah, I have a couple, and I think they kind of go hand in hand. I believe that it's consistency. Those people who I find that I work with who are challenged as well as the most challenging times I've probably had in my career, I can't say I'm exempt from it, are those times where I fell out of the consistency of the things that I know I need to do each and every day. And sometimes that's hard. It's kind of like going to the gym every day, right? You know, sometimes we want to, our mind is our biggest burden at times. And so it really is about making sure that I'm consistent in what I do. And I regularly practice what I call power hours, which is I make sure I have at least 1 hour a day where I'm completely uninterrupted. And I just shut everything off and I do the core things that I know I need to do, because I found if I can just get those things done, if I can just get those things done out of the way, that sense of accomplishment, it makes me feel so good, because I'm not ending up the next day with a whole pile of things that, you know, because it just compounds over and over and over again. So really working that hour a day where I'm tackling all of the things, I'm always blown away by what I can do in an hour that, you know, could take me days to do if I was interrupted all the time. And so that's one thing that I've committed myself to each and every day, just to make sure I'm getting the things done that I need to get done. And I'm holding myself accountable to it. That's the tough one.
That's a good one. There's been books written on that. I mean, that's an amazing thing that you're putting in front of you. People call deep work of just like don't be interrupted and just focus. Feel like I need to add that to my list, girl.
Yeah. And it's hard to do sometimes because, you know, our inherent nature is to think of all the things that we have to do. But when you start to do it, it is amazing how it really does. It's a big stress reliever for me as well. And I always force myself to do the things I don't like to do first in my power hour, just so I can get them done and then feel like, okay, the worst is over.
Excellent. So, do you have any additional motivational advice for the ladies listening?
I do, and it's something that you know, was given to me when I started in this direct selling career. I'm going to say I had an incredible mentor. You know, it's kind of nerve-wracking coming into the industry for the first time, not having any experience, because you're building relationships with strangers and you're, you know, having to make connections that maybe you're not used to doing. And so, you know, I think we all have to step into that fear every once in a while, but she gave me a mantra that I've held throughout my entire career. And she said, "You know what, Wendy, I tell myself I have to do one brave thing a day." And that small tip has made such a difference in my career. And I share it with everyone that I coach, mentor, and train, because it is absolutely true. Like, if you do that one thing, you know, that one phone call you don't want to make, or that one task that you have to do, you find that it's probably not as big as what you've built it into your head to be. And so I found that doing, you know, one brave thing led to two, led to three. And I think that, you know, it's like I said, one of the teachings that I carry through to myself so far down the road, because yeah, sometimes we have to, you know, take that step, and we gain a lot of confidence along the way. And I can tell you from a genuine standpoint, I had to tell myself that yesterday when I had a phone call I really didn't want to make. And it turned out to be an amazing call. And so I hung up and thought, oh my gosh, the woman's name was Jerry Schlender. I said, "Oh, Jerry, I so appreciate you for making that the one thing that I didn't put off." So it's a great mantra to have.
Yes, I love that. And thank you so much for your tips and advice today. It's a lot of fun talking with you, and I really appreciate you joining us today.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I appreciated being here.
Absolutely. And all of her information will be below if anyone wants to reach out or connect. The book will also be below. So thank you so much for listening today. Until next time, bye.